We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
106.7 The Fan. B. Mitch and Finley, in 1 hour, it's time for FU Thursday. Bleep you Thursday, pardon me. Everybody's shaking their head at me. So whoever you're upset with, now it's probably going to be me if you're Landfill. I think his bleep you is always me, but now he's got another reason.
Well, I mean, you give people reasons. I mean,
in 45 minutes, we're giving away two spots to B. Mitch's Celebrity Golf Tournament this coming Monday at Westfields Golf Club in Centerville, Virginia. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Don't miss that, 12:45. Just caught up with my guy, Prothup, from Nyla Bags. They're giving away a bag in the tournament. Yeah. These bags are dope.
Yeah.
Your boy may or may not have procured one himself.
May or may not.
My wife was very embarrassed last time we went to the beach. I packed all my belongings in a Whole Foods brown paper bag. She thinks I'm 39 years old and I should be above that.
Yes. I mean.
So you agree with her?
Dude, you have, you got a very popular podcast. You do radio daily. You write for NBC Sports. And you putting your clothes in a bag as if you went and bought some damn fruit.
In fact, I had bought fruit previously, got the fruit out of it, then put my clothes in
so
there.
So in other words, you went to purchase a suitcase. So
yeah, every time I go get blueberries for my daughters, it's basically a suitcase. But now I got this dope Nyla bag, and I'm going to post a picture of it. Nyla?
Yeah.
N-I-L-A. I didn't know. This thing is nice. So say goodbye to the brown paper bag packing method, although I'll probably do it again.
Please don't.
You know me.
Come on, man.
Right now, though, we're talking.
It's time to move forward.
We're talking Wizards. Who's going to be the next coach? If you missed our interview with Fred Katz from The Athletic, jump on that Odyssey app, hit the rewind button, listen to Fred. Who was the dude from Denver that he thinks might be the front runner?
It was the junior. What's the name?
Landfill?
Former coach and player here.
Bickerstaff Jr.?
No, the other one. The Hall of Famer.
Wes Unseld?
Yeah, Wes Unseld Jr.
All right.
Yeah.
We did a hell of a job of being able to name names there.
But we did get it.
We also, let's hear from Tommy Shepard, the Wizards GM, explaining how everything went down with Scott Brooks. Because honestly, it's a little murky.
Just to confirm, you know, this wasn't a situation where there was an offer on the table and you just, it wasn't an offer that you guys could agree on either way. This was not, there was never an offer made to Scott to stay. Just to confirm.
No, there's conversation. There's always conversation, but there was no offer made.
Okay.
No offer made, but conversation. Could hypothetically that conversation have gone like, listen, you could stay, but we're only going to give you $1 million a year. So you're taking a $6 million a year haircut.
Or,
and Scott was like, probably not doing that, dude.
If I decide to stay here, I want this, I want a control of this, and this.
And they said, if we bring you back, we're firing all your assistants, we're bringing in new assistants. The conversation could have said lots of things.
The conversation could have been the negotiation tactic that made this thing fall apart. Just like we talked about on when you play golf, it's one on the first tee box because you negotiate properly. The things that were said in the conversation made it basically stop at that point. It's not like, oh, we just were talking about it and then we agreed upon. No, you basically say stuff. You say stuff in a conversation that tell a person that you really want them or you don't really want them. Point blank.
I agree with you there. It's interesting with the Wizards. Tommy Shepard worked for Ernie Grunfeld for a while.
Long time.
You got to wonder what the priority is there. And even though I don't believe Philly is a title team, they've become very good because they tore everything down and built it back.
Yeah.
I don't think Washington's ever going to do that. I don't think the Wiz, I don't think Ted wants to do that.
If you have loose footing, a loose foundation, that house will eventually have to be rebuilt again, over and over again. But if you go in and you change the whole foundation and then you build it, you have something to stand on. I believe that's where that organization is at this point.
Let's go to the phones. Colin in Manassas on line one, weighing in on the Wiz. Colin, what's up, man? You're on with B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Going good.
Good. Yeah, I think just to speak to what you guys were just saying, man, I, as a fan, would advocate for a total rebuild. I think right now we have a unique position where Bradley Beal could be worth a king's ransom. So as hard as it would be, man, if he doesn't re-sign this summer, which I don't think he will, let's ship him out for draft picks, for young guys. I think it's going to be tough to offload Russ's contract. I'd like to keep him around. I think he's a mentor for young guys, teaches them how to compete. But this, like, perpetual mediocrity that they're stuck in, you're just saying it, right? Leonosis loves that. So the Caps will never do a rebuild. The Wizards won't do a rebuild. It reminds me of, like, the Vinny Serrato Washington football years where they would just try to, like, piece together splashy free agent deals to – you know, fill seats and sell tickets when in reality the team's not going to ever be good. And so I would rather do a Sixers trust the process type thing where we tear everything down and let the new coach, whether that be Wes Unseld, Stan Van Gundy, whoever, let the new coach really, really build his team however he wants. But I think this cycle of let's shoot for the 6-7-5 seed, man, it's not good. We're never going to crack the ceiling and the team's going to be stuck how it is for a long time.
That's a good call, Colin. I think he's absolutely right.
100.
I mean, I try not to get frustrated with the Wiz, and I try to just understand who they are because they've been that team my entire life. They've never been good. My favorite team was in the mid-90s, and they didn't even win a playoff series, but they had Rod Strickland and Chris Webber.
They're exciting. Entertaining.
The Gill years were fun. There was some fun with John Wall. There was a fun stretch this year with Russ going crazy and them, you know.
But we've never been saying contender.
I think the one year before Gil blew out his knee, when they were first place at the All-Star break, you had Gil, Karan, Antoine Jameson, that team, Eddie Jordan coaching them. You got to harvest your nuts. I liked that team, but still, LeBron was going to come out of the East. Yeah. I mean, they've never been a contender.
You've always felt that they were less than being a contender.
Agreed.
And
agreed.
I think every fan want to be able to look at their team and say, we are in a contender. You may not win it, but we were a contender. And I don't think they've ever started a season or had a season where they really were a contender.
I agree.
Not since I got here in 1990.
Yeah. I mean, that's about when I start remembering sports. So maybe it'll... I honestly feel like, and this is how I felt for the Washington football team for a long time, but I do honestly believe that Rivera is building something there the right way that can be sustainable. Mm-hmm. But especially in the Bruce Allen era, I thought the only way the Skins could turn things around is if they just got lucky and landed a true franchise quarterback. You know, if you land an Aaron Rodgers with the 23rd pick, if you land a Patrick Mahomes with the 10th pick, they just were going to have to get lucky and walk into a perfect situation. That was the only way I thought that could work, right?
And that doesn't happen.
That doesn't happen very often.
Yeah.
I kind of think it's the same thing with the Wizards because they just have to get lucky. And where was Kawhi Leonard drafted? Like, what pick was Kawhi Leonard? Mm-hmm. I mean, he was the 15th overall pick. Like, they just need something like that to hit.
So we don't draft people like Kawhi. We go draft somebody, an international player that never works.
Right, like, they need Rui to become a star or Avdija.
We are not the San Antonio Spurs, who seems to not miss when they get an international player.
Certainly.
We pick one, and they don't work for the most part.
No argument. But that's what I'm saying. Like, they need a lottery ticket to hit for them to become a true championship contender. There's no long-term real vision of championships. Landfill, do you agree?
Yes, I agree. Yes.
It's kind of a crappy place to live, honestly.
Yeah. You're on point today, brother.
Thank you. Yeah. Unlike yesterday on the golf course. Oh,
we already knew that before you left the studio.
You know what? I kind of knew it, too. Yeah. We all kind of knew it. That's why I didn't bet you.
No confidence in yourself.
Nope, none.
Maybe if you had bet me, you'd have focused more.
No, you know what? I cannot focus. And I'm sure that surprises you,
finally
too.
Finally, he admits the real problem.
I wonder if I should get, like, Ritalin or Adderall or something.
Yes.
Just some Ginkgo Biloba.
And some Ritalin, please.
I don't think you get that as an adult. They only give it to, like, kindergartners.
Well, I mean, that's how you act.
If you're an adult that has kindergartner problems.
Yeah, you may as well do it.
I have a tough time focusing, be honest with you.
Oh, that's how kids are.
Yeah? Well, listen, I'm not arguing
Lauren
now.
I see what Lauren is dealing with now. So we understand Lauren now.
We'll see.
He's like, damn, this is not supposed to be about me.
We shall see. Should we circle back to football or should we get a quick, let's check on Cody Betts, because the Washington Nationals are hot.
Are hot.
They've won four in a row now, Cody. How are you going to try to downplay it now?
They played the Pirates. Congrats. They play four against the Mets this weekend.
He's been having that in his pocket the whole time.
Cody is a Nats hater.
He did.
No, I'm not.
He said straight up when they were playing the Pirates that they probably can go out there and win that series. He said, but then when they have to play against who is the Mets, the Padres, all those other people.
Yep, Mets, Padres, we'll Dodgers, Phillies. I mean, the Rays again.
You know how many games under 500 they are?
Do you know how many games they have left?
Five games under 500.
24 more games.
Okay, but yesterday you told me they needed to win 10 out of 25 for me to win the bet. Now it's 9. The magic number is 9, Cody Betts.
24.
That's to push.
Do you want to increase the bet?
Why would I want to do that? If we lower the number, yeah.
No, we're not
lowering the number. Put your money where your mouth is.
Ooh.
I will increase the
existing
bet. No,
let's go down to 10 then.
Ooh.
No.
Then don't talk.
You're the one. I'm trying to increase the bet,
but not change the number. Why would I want to increase?
Because you're so confident
in
your number.
No, you're on a hot streak.
You're on less numbers now.
Yeah, that's dumb. That's not how odds work.
You should be moving it a little bit.
I'm happy to sit here and just win our bet because
you
declared the season over on April 5th.
Yeah, they're not going to win the World Series. They're not going to make it the playoffs. Yeah, the season is over. What do you mean?
Season's not over, dude.
What is their projected win total right now?
They're 7.5 out.
No, projected win total.
Playing four against the Mets.
What is their projected win total? 82. You think the NL East is going to have an 82-game winner to win the division? Because they're not making the wild card.
I mean, it's happened before.
But you think it'll happen again? It's a very competitive division this year.
Mm. Everybody's about 500.
They're going to finish above 500 to win the NL East.
The Mets are 10 over.
Yeah.
The Mets are hot.
So you think the Nats are going to win the division with 82 wins?
So you're still calling the season over.
Are they going to win the World Series?
Hey, Cody, I'm sensing he's ignoring your question.
Yeah, he doesn't want to answer it. And he doesn't want to lower the bet. That's not how odds work. You've watched live betting before, right? When the score changes, it fluctuates.
Now, if you're so confident, why don't you put more money on the bet?
If you're so confident, why don't you change the line?
I'm not the one that's as confident
as you.
You're
the one that wants to put up more money. I did not request that.
Right, but you want me to lower the odds.
Because you brought this up. I did not. What do you mean, JP? If you were lowered to 10, we can raise it to 50.
Ooh.
We could create a second bet, but I'm not giving up the first one.
That seems dumb.
It seems dumb because you're going to lose it.
That's fine. I want them to win, so I'm okay with losing.
Here's what I want to do. I want to stop arguing with Cody. That's number one on my list. Number two on my list, let's talk a little Robert Griffin III.
Really?
You ready for this? Now, he's legitimately in the news.
Okay.
RG3 has a bidding war for his services.
Hey, man, he may be real good at what he's doing, bro.
I will tell you what they are bidding for when we return right here, 106.7 The Fan.
What up, everybody? B. Mitch here. And since June is Men's Health Month, let me share with all of my guys out there how I've improved my health and changed my life this winter. I was tired, weak, and unmotivated, so I decided to check out EMP-180. And let me give you some numbers today. Went in today, this morning before I got here, 218 pounds. I've been as high as 254 pounds. When I started this journey, I think I was right around 238 pounds. Down to 218 pounds. Body fat is under 17, 16.8. And as I sat there and talked with Kirby, say, look, man, we keep doing the things you want to do, your body fat will be down below 15. At 52 years old, I think that is a damn good number to try to shoot for. You know, and one thing about them, you know, they go out there, they have customized result program for you, you know, and it makes me feel like I'm 15 years younger. They call my EMP 180 team and start your own personalized program today. Ask them about their special offer just for men, which includes a gift to encourage you to get out and active. Do what I did. Join EMP 180 now and begin your journey to feel, look, and perform like the younger you. EMP 180, DC's gold standard for scientifically developed nutrition-based weight loss. Call 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180 or visit EMP180.com. EMP 180 weight loss. Look better, feel better, live better, and perform better, and get the weight off yourself.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
B. Mitch and Finley, half hour till Bleep You Thursday. I want to talk Robert Griffin III, but real quick. Saints and Dolphins, over 85% vaccinated. They're going to start to see these release protocols from the league. I think that's what's going to start driving the vaccination stuff forward. I want to have an NFL vaccination conversation. I talked to Antonio Gibson about it, his decision, why he made it. We might have to do that tomorrow, but let's make sure we do that. I want to talk about this Robert Griffin III stuff, but real quick, I just did something that I think will definitely gross out B. Mitch, and I'm curious if it grosses out Cody Betts and Landfill. Ready? I had pizza for lunch. The Brooklyn style from Domino's, very good. I recommend it. So I had two pieces of pizza left. There were no plates, no paper towels, no nothing. So I just put it in the microwave on the little glass thing.
I thought I was looking at something wrong, but that all you got to do is, as you're looking at the microwave, Put your hand like that. Open up that count, that thing there. There are a little bitty, smaller place up there.
Well, that would have been good to know. Landfill, does that bother you at all?
That's pretty much the grossest thing I've ever heard.
That's just trifling.
I mean,
it's trifling. That's all it is. Trifling.
A work microwave. You just put your pizza.
That's the last damn thing you ever want.
Straight on that glass plate. That is one of the most disgusting things I've ever heard.
Good news, silver lining. I figured out the exact right time to put in that microwave. 25 seconds gets your pizza hot, but not too hot, and not cold, and not soggy.
It did.
Yeah, so what it does, 25 seconds is not long enough to kill all the things that you picked up.
That's a great point. And it did, it is long enough, though, to really open up the gross, disgusting smell that's in that microwave and make sure that it gets all over your pizza.
All over your pizza.
The smell gets all over stuff on a plate, too. Nah, smells.
My stuff is always close.
You had direct contact.
I am patient zero. That might be the same as a COVID vaccination, what I just did in there.
I mean, you're going to be the guy who starts COVID-21.
I don't want it. No. Don't even suggest that.
Why on earth?
COVID's the worst.
Why on earth wouldn't you just eat it cold? Like, what are you doing?
So I took a couple bites cold, and it wasn't good, so I wanted to heat it up.
Look.
This just gets funnier, like, the longer I'm thinking about it.
There's just so many napkins all around here.
I knew there were napkins back here, but I was in the kitchen. I didn't want to walk back here.
Looking at the microwave right here.
Okay, now I know. If you were standing there and you saw me doing it, why didn't you tell me where the plates were then?
I saw you pull it out when I was coming out of the Wisconsin.
You looked at me sideways, and I was wondering.
I was like, what the hell is he doing? But I figured, okay, well. But, you know, you do weird stuff, man.
I'm weird. You know who's not weird and who may become an excellent broadcaster?
Who is that?
Robert Griffin III. Landfill, you have the news story?
Robert Griffin.
Yes, apparently there is a bidding war for the services.
You know he's loving that.
Oh, yeah.
You know his chest is so far out right now.
Oh, yeah.
Of RG3, you know, as to which network or, you know, collection of networks he will be an analyst on. Is it going to be Fox or ESPN? That's who the bidding war is between.
Now, is it going to be an in-game analyst or a studio analyst? I think he's better suited for studio.
He's going to call games. Both of them are offering him, I read the story, offering him to call games. Mm-hmm. I think ESPN has offered him college and pro. And I think Emmanuel Acho, he may be doing an in-studio show with him doing some stuff, too.
He's with Fox, isn't he?
Yeah, with Fox. Fox offered that to him. Also,
ESPN only has Monday Night Football. Wait, that's their only pro
America,
game.
Or whatever.
What's that?
Get Up America.
Get Up. ESPN's big show, yeah.
But see, they have college, though. So ESPN offered him the college thing, and you never know. He may be a guest on the Monday Night thing. If both of these networks are saying he's been one of the best people to come in, hell, they may want to push him to become one of the top guys. Now, if you've talked with Robert,
he's a good talker.
He's very intelligent.
He's eloquent.
He knows what the hell he's talking about. Can be full of himself sometimes, but he knows what he's talking about. So it may be something that, listen, he finally found his lane.
Two things are interesting to me. His last two tweets, always be yourself and you will find out who is really down with you. And then, no matter how hard you try, you can't control everything. But you can control what you do, so make the most of the 24 hours in front of you today. Both sound very Robert-ish. Mm-hmm. But, dude, he did the Bleacher Report draft coverage, and he certainly made some headlines, particularly kind of taking shots at Kirk.
Well, exactly. That's
what you want in an analyst, right?
That's kind of how you go there. Now, I'll say this. When you are that guy that takes shots, you better be ready for shots to come back at you. And if you can't handle those shots, eventually you'll crack.
Well, it's also interesting because I think of the athlete turned commentator right now, with all due respect to you as my friend and partner, I think the best one doing it, I think, is Shannon Sharp. I think Shannon is the real deal and funny. And
Shannon's funny as hell, but I just think that he has to... He's too far all in with the LeBron thing.
Well,
that annoys
that's
me kind of
him and Skip. And
No. He does that with everybody. But I'm just saying, sometimes LeBron's wrong.
Sure.
But he is way better than I thought he would be.
But I guess here's my point. Shannon also has three Super Bowl rings, two with Denver and one with the Ravens, right? Mm-hmm. At least two. Robert's going to go out there. Robert's opinion of his career versus kind of the actuality of Robert's career, I think, are separated.
Yeah, it's true, but I think ultimately it comes down. Hell, Tony Romo don't have a Super Bowl ring. He's making more money than any damn former athlete out there.
True.
So, you know, and
I think D. Hall's a good analyst.
What Tony Romo does, a lot of color analysts don't like. He basically just goes back and repeats everything that he was just saying. Like I'm predicting. I'm deciding to play. No. They just told you what they do. And a color analyst, that's not necessarily what they do.
I had a coach tell me specifically about the Tony Romo stuff. I think there are those in the NFL that are downright pissed at how much love Romo got for being able to tell the plays before the snap. I had an NFL coach tell me, he's like, dude, anybody can do that. All you're doing is looking at the safeties. Like, it got celebrated to this point NFL people, and he got paid to a point where people are like, what the hell?
The people that are paying attention, the fans who don't know a lot of the stuff that goes down, are coming back out there saying, man, he was able to predict all the play. No. When you go into these meetings with the head coach, the offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, quarterback, they tell you what they do in certain downs. And the fact that he's friends with some of the guys, they tell him exactly what the name of the play, so he throws that play out there. It's not like he just popped up with it. And it worked for him. I mean, hell, you can't be pissed at him.
Sure.
But ultimately, Robert did not have the success many would think, and Romo didn't have it either. So you get paid for doing it, get paid for doing it.
Gotcha. I agree with you there. I think Robert could be pretty good, dude. I really do.
Listen, when you're an intelligent person, eventually you realize that what I've been doing completely wasn't working, so you have to adjust a little bit.
Yep.
And I think he's at that point now where he's starting to adjust. And like they, in the article, they say, well, both of these teams are waiting to see if he's going to try to play again. It should say he's not going to play. He decided he's not going to play again, and he better go get that money from one of them. He'll make more money doing that than he did from football.
I think that is one of the most interesting kind of subplots in this, is that, in a way, this is Robert finally closing the door on playing.
Yeah.
Now, if he does college football, if he goes and does Big 12 games, that dude, my neighbor Nate is a Baylor grad. That dude is an absolute hero
at
Baylor. And as much as things were wild here in 2012 and people loved Robert, he is way more loved in Baylor forever. Now, there's a statue of him, right? I think he'd be great at college football because I think he can speak on authority with anything, but I don't know. I think he'd be really good. What about you, Lamphill? You hate everything.
Yeah, I'm. I actually do. I think RG3 could be good. I think that he's particularly good at talking and making news, and I think that's kind of what the job is, so I think he'll be good at that.
Talking and making news.
He is good at talking and making news. You're right about that. Good tweet from Tailgate Ted says, I can only imagine the catchphrases that Robert will come out with as a broadcaster. I mean, no pressure, no diamonds, all in for week one.
See, that player right there, the reason he didn't have success because he doesn't know his why.
You got to know your why. Another tweet from Nick Palestro says, I need more RG3 segments and less microwaving pizza segments. And then one from Dave Smith.
For Pete, you're going to get all of them because we are well-rounded. We talk about gross stuff, and we talk about other stuff.
We all just generally need more or less microwaving pizza on the glass plate in the office microwave because that's the grossest thing ever.
Dave Smith said, you do some weird stuff for somebody who gets colds and allergies all the time. 40 going on 13. Yeah, that's accurate too.
I think you're giving him a little bit too much. He's 40 going on 10.
I'm also 39, for the record.
When do you turn 40?
It's a while.
What? When?
It's months and months away.
I mean, when?
September.
Okay, you're already at 40.
You know what? I just realized, Lamphill, today is 87 days until the Chargers play the Washington football team at FedEx Field.
Look at the paper earlier. You saw that earlier.
I know, but we've been counting down the days. my 40th birthday is the day before that game. So in some ways, this is now a countdown to my 40th birthday.
So 86 days before your birth, before you turn 10.
Yeah, I basically, it's like I'm a leap year baby, where I get 1 year every four. I think Robert could be very good, and I'm excited to watch it. I know Robert a little bit. He's always been a nice guy. Like I think he's a good person. I just think he has a very high feeling of himself.
Yeah, true.
But there are plenty of folks out there with that similar feeling of themselves.
Yeah, you got it.
Some very interesting numbers have come out. I don't know if it's Vegas or an offshore book or whatever, but about the defensive player of the year for the 2021 NFL season and the defensive rookie of the year for the 2021 NFL season. Now, if you remember, we just did Landfill's rankings the other day of defensive lines, and the projections from Pro Football Focus had the Washington football team's D-line where, Landfill? Number two in the NFL. So if they're projected to be the second best D-line in the NFL, then it won't shock you where the Vegas odds makers have odds for defensive rookie of the year and defensive player of the year. We're going to get into that next, right here, 106.7 The Fan. Nah.
KD had 50 in the last game, didn't he?
Damn, Outkast is good. Beavis and Finley, we're back, and it is time. Ticket giveaway time. We have two spots open in the Brian Mitchell and Friends Celebrity Charity Golf Tournament on Monday, June 21st at Westfields Golf Club in Clifton, VA. If you want more information, 1067thefandc.com. But right now, the first person that calls in and can tell us how many touchdowns Brian Mitchell ran for while he was in college at Louisiana Lafayette. Not total touchdowns, not passing touchdowns, rushing touchdowns in his four seasons at Louisiana Lafayette, the ultimate Raging Cajun. You win two spots in the B. Mitch Golf Tournament next Monday. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Can I guess?
Can you guess what?
4 years as a starter?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess. Now, I know you ran a lot. I'm going to guess 43, about 10 a year, and 1 year pops to like 12 or 13.
You would be short.
Oh, like most of my putts.
Hey, you can't make them if they're short, dog.
Ain't that the truth?
You got to learn to blow it past the hole, brother.
Ain't that the truth? Here's what I wanted to talk about. 800-636-1067 is the phone number if you want to call in. If you know how many touchdowns B. Mitch scored as a runner in college, you get two spots in the B. Mitch and Friends golf tournament. However, right now, I want to talk about some expectations from the odds makers at Bet Online for the Washington football team. Who do you think is the highest, what's the right way to phrase this? Who's the favorite to become the 2022 NFL, this season's Defensive Player of the Year?
I see all the damn people
that have. Well, you and I agree on who the best defensive player in the NFL is.
Aaron Donald?
He's second. So the leader, and I find this kind of surprising, Myles Garrett, Cleveland Browns edge rusher.
Well, Myles Garrett is a problem. Myles Garrett could have over 20 sacks.
He's 3-1 and to win.
They've added people, which means he's not going to get doubled a lot. He's going to be singled.
All right. 3-1 for Garrett. 5-1 for Donald, which I would like those odds. 10-1 for T.J. Watt, Steelers edge rusher.
Okay.
And guess who's next?
Chase Young.
Chase Young and Nick Bosa are both 12-1 to win NFL Defensive Player of the Year.
That's unbelievable. Two guys that went to the same college.
And Joey Bosa's right behind him at 14-1.
Well, I'm like this. That defensive line coach at Ohio State, how is he not in the NFL yet?
I think it's Larry Johnson.
Yeah, how is he not in the NFL yet?
Maybe he's happy.
Nick, Joey, Chase,
Dude. Damn, the phone lines are packed. Holy moly. You want me to go to him yet, or is he still screening? Okay. So, Chase Young is the fourth highest favorite to win NFL Defensive Player of the Year. Mm-hmm. I bet they haven't had someone in the top 10.
In a long time.
In a long time.
But see, the thing about...
Maybe Sean Taylor?
You look at... Yeah, could have been. You
look at Chase, think Kerrigan's cracking that list.
You look at Chase last year. And let's be real. And this is not a knock. This is fact. He didn't really understand the pro game at the point. You have to learn how to play it. I think ultimately for me, now that he has an understanding, the motor that he plays with, having a guy on the other side of him like a Montez Sweat, I can see him there. I understand why. And then with those other guys inside, with Matt Ioannidis coming back, which Matt Ioannidis has proven already, he's the best pass rushing interior lineman we have on the squad.
This is kind of crazy. Do you know what Montez Sweat's odds are?
Is he probably about 20?
No, way, way higher.
To one?
100 to 1.
100 to 1, wow.
That seems...
Yeah, but you know what? If Chase Young is on his team and Chase Young has anything that he had last year, he's going to automatically get some of those votes and take them away from him. So I can understand why those odds are like that.
Yeah. All right, now, Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Okay.
Remember, this year's NFL draft was offense heavy.
Very.
The first defensive player didn't go until maybe 10. I can't remember exactly. I'll pull it up real
quick.
Was
it one of the corners?
It was one of the corners, yeah. The first defensive player in this draft was picked. You got to go all the way to the 8th pick. The Panthers took J.C. Horn, corner. Mm-hmm. Then the Broncos took Patrick Surtain, the second
corner.
Micah Parsons went 12th to the Cowboys.
Linebacker.
Zaven Collins went 16th to the Arizona Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Phillips went 18th. Edge rusher out of Miami, went to Miami to play for the Dolphins, just stayed home. And then 19th, we all know, Jamin Davis, linebacker out of Kentucky.
Jamin.
So he was the 5th defensive player taken in the draft. Who do you believe is the favorite to win Defensive Rookie of the Year? And keep in mind, Chase Young won Defensive Rookie of the Year last year.
Jamin Davis. Why? He has a guy who's number 4 to win the Defensive Player of the Year. He has first-rounders in front of him in the interior. He has a guy who's a 5th-round pick who plays as good as those first-rounders. And he has another guy who's 100-1 in Montez Sweat. So you think teams are going to try to combat the defensive line of Washington, which means somebody should be running through some gaps.
4-1 for Jamin Davis. Micah Parsons, the Cowboys linebacker, is 11-2. Jalen Phillips is 7-1. J.C. Horn, 10-1. Quiddy Pay, which is an all-time great name.
I love that name.
10-1. Remember when you were tricking me with the Landfill was giving you the mock draft answers in your ear? That it was Quiddy Pay. When you correctly picked that, I was like, all right, something's afoot here. That was when
to be honest with you, if we didn't give it to you and I couldn't and I let that laugh slip out, we could have went the whole way. You never
hold on. You did not know that
you
there was something
catch
afoot.
Anything.
I did figure it out.
No, you didn't.
No, because Quiddy Pay, there was like in that mock draft, there was like a proposed trade. And I was like, so wait, now you're predicting trades in your mock draft?
Dude,
what the hell's going on
you
here?
You didn't get it until we said it.
Right. We told you because we were like 5 minutes past when we needed to break.
We were at like 18, 19.
I know. But I kept saying, clearly something's going on here. Like you guys have a bit going.
You didn't say it until like late.
And I didn't say it till like 10, 11, 12.
And I'm serious. I didn't. If I could have held it in, we could have went the whole 32. And I think we would have got you.
Because no.
You're gullible, dog.
Perhaps, but you wouldn't have gotten to 32. You didn't get to 32.
We got to 18. That's long. 18, 19. That's long enough.
All right. It is that time of the week. My favorite segment, Landfill's least favorite segment. It's time for...
No, it's going to be his favorite today because he got something to say to you.
Pile up the phone lines now. It's time for Bleep You Thursday when we return. But real quick, got to say congrats to my guy Gene in Gaithersburg for winning 2 spots in the B. Mitchell Celebrity Golf Tournament this coming Monday at Westfields Golf Club. Remember, we got another two spots being given away at 1:45. And this time you got to pay attention to the show to get the right answer. When we come back, Bleep You Thursday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.